presence of God we've ever had. But Lord, we need you this morning, God. We need you this service this morning, Lord. God, your people needs to be blessed. God, the Son needs to be lifted up this morning, God. Lifted up in the Spirit. And God, brought to the depths that only you can bring, Lord. To the heights that only you can bring, God. To make confidence. To make confidence, Lord. More in confidence. God, do this in Jesus' name. God, have your way in this service, Lord. Pray, God, that you strengthen every heart and soul that's here this morning, God. Bless us all together, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord God, help us this morning. Lord, the humble. The humble seek, Lord. Humbly bow. God bless little Liam. Lord, Tom and Evan. God, every way, praise your hand, Liam. God, sister, and the sister, say what children, Lord, bless your children. Sister Lisa, from her children, God. God bless me with George. God, there's so many needs this morning, Lord. I've got loved ones, God, that need to be saved. Some of them need to be lifted up, Lord. God, be blessed in Jesus' name. God, we thank you this morning for all them that's on the left. But Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bring them to a place, God, where they can be on the night, God. In Jesus' name. God, there's too many that's waiting. There's too many that's coming back, God. I pray, Lord, that you bring them to them. God, bring them down to Ananias. God, pray that you bring them, Lord. God, help them. See, Lord, this morning, God. We praise you this morning, Lord. Amen, God, for the way this call is praying this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning, God. In Jesus' name, this morning, God, we praise you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for you having a man. God, thank you for this morning. God this morning for a way called spread this morning. Amen. People thanks to Paul in the Bible. And Paul, he wrote about half the New Testament. He's a good man of God. But did you know it was Paul where that straight street was brought in? It was with Paul. He said for Paul, he said, you go down to that street called spread. Amen. I know Paul was a great man of God, done many miracles, wrote the Word of God, one of the first missionaries of Christ, and he done a mighty work. But he had to go down there straight. He had to make his way straight, praise the Lord. I know there's a lot of crooked paths out there. I know there's a lot of ways that's called scattered. They go this way and that way, and there's a lot of places on the left. But I'm going to tell you something. You can get on Straight Street this morning. Praise the Lord. You can get on Straight Street this morning. If Paul can do it, and if Brother Darrell can do it, amen, you can do it too. Amen. Sister Amy, amen, there's a place called Straight this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I know she's got on. Sister Lisa, some of the rest of us. Amen. And it's a good way this morning, praise the Lord. The best way. What page you got, Sister Pam? The hymns of the Spirit. Church hymn, 335. Praise the Lord.
The world is wonderful.
washed up and put on some clean clothes and got to the house of God, why don't we just go ahead and obey the Lord?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Ain't no telling what God might do in His service. Amen. I might get some healing this morning if we'll obey God. Praise the Lord. There ain't no telling what God can do for us. Y'all go ahead and get this song started. Let me take up the tithes and offerings while it gets started. God pray for me. Let's have Sunday school.
Praise His wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Our lesson is found in John chapter 4 this morning. If you're turning your Bibles to John chapter 4, we might read a couple of extra verses. John chapter 4. If you hadn't got a book, there's probably one or two somewhere around. John chapter 4. I tell you something, folks. They can shun it if they want to. They can disclaim it if they want to. They can disown it if they want to. They can do whatever they want to. That's up to them. But the title of our lesson is Confronted by Truth. Amen. When you get confronted by the truth, you get confronted by the Lord. You get confronted by the truth. And it's up to you what you do with it after that. The Lord don't have to drag you to the altar. He don't have to drag you to repentance. The Lord don't have to drag you nowhere. Amen. It's up to you to get up and head in the right direction once you meet the Lord. We was referring to Paul a while ago. That street called straight. When Paul got up on that road to Damascus, it was up to him. He asked the Lord. He knew who he was dealing with. Paul was confronted by the Lord. He said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" Amen. It's simple. When you're confronted by the Lord, it's up to you what you do from then on. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I like the right way. I can't speak for everybody, but the right way is a clean way.
Yes.
And it's the way to go if you want to go with God. Amen. That Brother Kinlaw, he comes on that 100.9 every Saturday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He's got that old saying, "He will go with God. He will go with you." Praise the Lord. I love that saying. Amen. And it works both ways. God go with you if you go with Him. Lord. Confronted by truth. And this lesson is on the Samaritan woman at the well. Our lesson starts at John 4 and verse 7.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
Now, there's sometimes you have some time alone, but you still got to work for the Lord. Amen. The disciples were gone, but the Lord wasn't letting down on his job. Sister Lisa, everybody been on there around all the time. To hold your hand, to help you along. Sister Dana, you might have to go by yourself a little ways. From Sunday night to Wednesday night, really ain't that far. Be faithful to come to church. Huh? Jesus had church everywhere he went. Amen. people to come to church, amen. You can draw. You can draw. The woman comes from Samaria to draw. When you come to church, you can draw. Amen. There's some drawing power in the Lord. Amen. I tell you something. If it wasn't for drawing power, you think that little truck of mine would have come through that gate this morning? No. You think that little, them two little feet, well, not little, but you think they would have come across that sidewalk and come in that door this morning? I used to go to the bootleggers on Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. God will turn you around.
Yes, He will.
Man, you look for the right way to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know there's still some of them out there this morning that's drunk and lost and probably hung over from last night. Honest thing they need is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And the thing of it is, Jesus said to her, give me the drink. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Lord wants us to do something sometime. He might want us to draw from the well sometime in faith and in belief and in trust and confidence. Amen. Just because the rest of them have gone away. Read that 9 and 10, Sister Annie.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest me of a drink, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the woman of Samaria, she was talking to him, but that's the way you have to communicate, even if you feel right or wrong, you have to talk. And at that time, Jews was not really supposed to have no dealings with the Samaritans, because they was mixed up with the Gentiles. And a lot of people may not know it, but Samaria at one time wasn't just a city, it was a region. And the capital of the region, Samaria, was the city of Samaria. But this was way back before David's time. You know. It turned to Israel later on, and then it turned to North and South Israel. But the thing of it is, people, the main thing we want to see is that the Lord was willing to have dealings with her. If you'll read the first few verses in John chapter 4, he said we must need. There's a need. We must need to go through Samaria. Amen. When you want to trail, when you follow the Lord, there's need. You need to be prayed up and ask the Lord to help you, because there's needs out there, folks.
Yes.
There's people who need the Lord. This woman needed the Lord. She needed to be saved. And the Jews have no dealings. Amen. When Jesus come, he broke them dealings. Them traditions of men. And I mean, this come down from the top-notch Jews. Don't you talk to them Samaritans. The high priest. Don't you talk to them. This a mixed-up crowd. There's a bunch of heathens. Don't you talk with them. And I know there's a bunch of them out there today that ain't right. And they believe in God. But that don't change me none. That don't change God none. He said even the devils believe. Even the devil himself believed. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go over there and talk to them, I don't care if the half backslid. And this woman here, she had five husbands. Six. So this woman had five husbands, and the Lord recognized the sixth as being an illegal one. And the other four out of the other five were probably legal too. We don't tell you if some of them were dead or not. But I'm going to tell you
tell you something, Beverly. I'm going to call you Sister Beverly. I call you Sister Beverly because you can't come in. Let me tell you something. A lot of people have got it in their head they can live any kind of lifestyle they want to. There's a whole lot more of them. Five husbands. There's a whole lot of them jumping in the dump. But it's hard to get them to come back out. Boy, they act like they don't want to come back out. I tell you what, I told a man one time, and he claimed to say it's the same as trying to fill the Holy Ghost by this time. And I waited, Lee, I knew he was 60 pounds. Been married 3 times. I know I'm saved. I know I'm sanctified. And I know I've got the Holy Ghost. I said, brother, John Baptist lost his head for preaching on the door. And boy, he dropped his head on the door. That's Lord have mercy. That's what I thought was there. And Brother Robert Lee was there. And the man walked off about 5 minutes later. Brother Robert Lee said, brother, you may get to be a man dropped his head. I said, I just said that at the spur of the moment. I said, Lord, get at me. I said, that's the first time I ever quoted that like that. I said, John the Baptist lost his head and preached against the devil. You think he done that in vain? God said, Jesus said himself, there was no greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. Amen. You want to be great in the sight of God? You teach God's word. You preach it just like it is. Tell it. Tell it just like it is. Give to me to drink that thou wouldest give thee living water. Amen. This stuff here makes me live. Help me to live for hell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The gift of God. That kind of opened that woman's ears up. Let me tell you something. This is the gift of God. This ain't from Brother Darrell. Praise the Lord. I dragged him down through the muds and down through the briars and down there across the edge of South Carolina line down there somewhere. Ain't no telling where you might wind up if it was just me. But I'm going to tell you what God says. I'm going to tell you what the Lord done for me. I'm going to tell you how God will bring you out. Amen. I didn't join up with a half-hearted crowd. Half-hearted crowd walked off and left me. Amen. I didn't walk off and leave them. Praise the Lord. Y'all remember the old church? We used to run 7580. We're doing it when I went there. But I tell you something. Everybody don't care about following God this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Read the next two, Sister Abby.
The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can talk with the Lord. This woman here was talking with Jesus. And Jesus ain't stopped talking with his people yet. When you get to the point where you quit hearing from heaven and you quit getting them visions and revelations from heaven, I believe it was David or Solomon once said that people perish for the lack of visions because they ain't got no revelation.
Without
a vision, that's right, the people perish. Mm-hmm. I tell you, when you get to where you can't hear from God, when God don't speak to you through His words, through the Spirit, and through your head, and your ear, your ears, and your heart. Amen. There's something going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It said, you have nothing to draw with. Thou hast nothing to draw with. Amen. God expects us to do something. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, if we draw to Him, He'd draw to us. Amen. You got to seek the Lord. Amen. This ain't no one-way street. Amen. God ain't never took me by the hair of the head and drug me through them doors. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you get it just right, you'll get up on your feet and walk through them doors. And be praising God when you come through. Amen. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? Praise the Lord. I tell you, this woman really needed some teaching, didn't she? I tell you, you might be in better shape as I was. I didn't know the deacon, the preacher, the teacher either. But God can have mercy on the poor heart, poor spirit, poor mind, and the poor pocketbook. Praise the Lord. I fit all the categories when I met the Lord. Amen. I was working 5 days a week. Don't get me wrong. More than that sometimes. I had my own place, my own car. Thought I was doing good. Wrong. But you meet God. And I mean for the first time. I don't know about second, third, fourth, fifth time, whatever. God knows. And you do too. If you met Him one time or 20 times, you know that God is great. Art thou greater? You'll know how great God is once He ever blesses your heart and enter in. If you don't ever experience that same feeling again, you'll know from that time forth. Amen. Read that 13 and 14, sister, please.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Now I tell you something, folks. The water refers to the Spirit. If you look at 10, verse 10, he says, I give thee living water. Amen. If you look at that verse 24 in John 4:24, he says, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God demands truth. Confronted by truth is the title of our lesson. God demands truth. When you get confronted by God, you're confronted by truth. And He requires no less of you than He requires of Himself. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's right. There's a form of manifestation out there. Even when it comes to worship and prayer, that's a form of fashion. If you ever go somewhere and they got about five things that they lean on all the time, paying your tithes is one of them. You don't have to come to church, but they'll tell you to pay your tithes. Shout, sing, pray, and testify. They don't require nothing else. They don't expect nothing else. Well, I like the way Sister Fanny used to say it. She'd say, you meet God's requirements. That's all she would say a lot of times. Meet His requirements. Getting a different kind of water. Amen. say, who would that said can sour and bitter come out the same cup? Can sweet and bitter water come out the same well? No. It don't work that way, folks. I know a lot of them won't cuss Monday through Saturday and then try to jump up and live right on Sunday. What was that, baby?
I said, play church on Sunday.
Play church on Sunday. That's right. They won't play church on Sunday.
They ain't
fooling nobody. I think it was Paul wrote that they willingly willingly ignorant. I can't remember what I said this morning, but he said that they were willingly ignorant. Read the next 2:4-6 thing. Took the liquor bottles, beer cans, and the ashtrays, the cigarette lighters. I had a keg out back by this tall, a big blue bird, head full of homemade wine. I took it out back and poured it out. You could smell that mess a month later. It was ready. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get ready for God, all that other stuff has got to go. You're going to pour it out. You're going to throw it out. You're going to throw it in the trash. You're going to do away with it.
Praise
amen.
God.
Because when that living water comes in,
He makes a change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The woman answered.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to answer to God now or later. You're going to answer to God now or later. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everybody's going to come before the judgment throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke said, pray that you be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. Now every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. You can do it now, or you can do it when it's too late. But you're going to do it. It's going to be too late when you bow before Him then. But He's going to make sure everybody recognizes Him as King, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Amen. But if you'll recognize him now, on that day, Luke said to pray that you be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to stand with him, don't you? If God brings you out of something, you don't run and jump in something else.
That's right.
He bring you out of sin, bring you out of one thing, and you go back and jump in something else. And then say, God's blessed you. You work 7 days a week. Well, the Lord blessed you. No, you work 100 hours this week, you blessed yourself. Try to be a blessing to yourself. Brother Robert Lee come back so hurt one day, and I was talking to him about it. He'd been over at Gibson talking to one of them real big farmers over there. And if you know anything about Gibson, it's a Gibson, that's the big farmer over there. They named the whole town over after the Gibsons. And he come back and said, boy, I tell you, I tried to talk to that man, and he's just so tough and so stubborn and so stern. I ain't got time for church. I had to work 7 days a week, most of the time, 12, 15, 16 hours a day. I ain't got time for that. Brother Robert Lee turned, come on. I said, well, listen here. I said, he's going to have time for one of these days. I said, it might hurt you now, people you love, people you want to share love with. I tell you, you want to share this here. You want to share. And sometimes people throws it in your face like a mud pie.
I don't want to respect God's commandments.
No. No. They don't want to. You go to
a... Praise the Lord. They never had to worry about Brother Darrell going through the doors at the workplace no more. I was at church. God ain't never give nobody nothing to where he can't keep you through it. Praise the Lord.
If everybody would have followed the word of God from the start, you wouldn't even never have the first policeman. You look back in Genesis 1 and 2, God told Adam and Eve to replenish the earth and multiply it before sin ever come into the picture. We could have been living in the Garden of Eden today. Today.
Paradise. That's true paradise.
Praise the Lord. I tell you something. There's a lot of them today got 5 husbands and 5 wives. One man, my old buddy down at Springfield, you know, I told you I seen him a while back. He still tells me the same thing every time. I'm with my 5th one. I'm still with her. We've been married, Since we've been together 35 years, or 25 years or something. I'm getting old, y'all. I'll be 62. I believe he said 35. I'll be 62 in June. And the first thing he jumped up to me, said, I'm still with my fifth one. Said, you can go back to the first one. No, you can't. The Bible says, if you depart from her, to remain unmarried. And when you married the second one, you made it illegal to go back to the first one.
If I get out the verses in the scripture, now y'all don't stop me. Praise the Lord. I'm willing to learn when it comes to the Word of God. I know a lot of them say you can go back to the first one. I don't care what a lot of them say. That don't make the Word of God change, not in our bed.
Praise
the Lord. Said the one you got now, he might as well have said the one you got now also is not yours. You could have added also in there, and it wouldn't change the meaning, none. Okay, read that 19.
The man said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I follow and worship in this mountain. And they say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Okay, you then went down into the scripture there.
Yes, you read that
fine. That's fine.
Okay.
The woman said unto him, Sir. Boy, I tell you, it makes God proud of a new convert, a young convert. Sir, that's almost the same thing as saying Lord when you speak to God. Mm-hmm. Sir, what will you have me to do? I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in the mountains and in Jerusalem in the place where men ought to worship. I tell you, you can worship outside the church. You can. But there was a time in which by old rules and regulations, and Jesus was trying to bring them out at this time. Now you can worship anywhere, inside and outside the gate. Amen. You can take the Spirit of the Lord anywhere you go. You see, there was one time you had to go to the temple. You had to make the offerings and sacrifices. But you don't have to do that now. Praise the Lord. You take the Lord with you. Praise the Lord. The Lord can go with you every day from sundown. You don't have to leave the Lord nowhere. Praise the Lord. I think it might be a good thing if we, our lesson stops at 19 and jumps to 28. But it's a good thing you read that verse of scripture right there. We need to stay in a place where we can worship the Lord. That's a good piece of scripture right there. I know that ain't cold scripture. But the Bible says that I can rightfully divide the Word of God. And you can too. I tell you, there's a place where men ought to stay where they can worship the Lord. You know where that's at? In 24, he said they worship in spirit and in truth. We ought to stay where we can worship the Lord. I tell you something. You can take God anywhere you can go. And when it gets to the point where God ain't welcome there, dust your feet. Shake them loose. Let them go. And don't return. I don't care if it's Walmart or my house, which it ain't going to get that way in my house, but I don't care where you go. When God ain't welcome, when the Word of God ain't welcome, you can't talk about Jesus here, you. Well, I'll see you later. I'm gone. Praise the Lord. It's got to be. house, you can't denounce the Lord. When you sit God aside, that one deacon said that one time at a meeting years ago. He said, now this, I'm just going to use my name. I've told some of y'all this before. He said, now this ain't Brother Darrell, but he used his name. He said, this ain't Brother Darrell, this is just Darrell. I'm going to tell y'all how I feel. And boy, some of the rudest feelings and some of the rudest speech, some of the rudest attitude come out. And he was a good brother. I had confidence in the brother. But I'm going to tell you something. When you lay down Jesus, when you lay down the Word of God and the Spirit of the Lord, you're walking away from what's right. Truth is right. Truth is right every time. I tell them around here, you can tell the truth 50 times over again and it don't never change. The truth stays the same. But you can tell a lie 50 different ways and it don't make no difference. It's a lie every time. If you tell the truth, it's going to be there.
That's right.
It'll be there every time. You don't have to run back and try to say, what did I tell this other fellow?
That's right.
You don't have to run back over here. What did I tell this other one over here? I forgot what I told you. What did I tell you?
The man who told me all things that I ever did was not this Christ.
Now, the woman left for water pot, and I read they just put that in there. The writers, John, he put that in to let you know that what she was doing didn't add up to what she was about to do. What she had been doing wasn't going to add up to nothing like what she was about to do. She was about to become one of the first women missionaries, one of the first women evangelists. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. Women ain't supposed to preach. Women ain't supposed to teach. They brought it all the way back from before Jesus. Didn't a Samaritan woman say, you ain't supposed to have no dealings with me? You ain't supposed to talk to me? They still bring stuff from all the way back before Jesus' day. How's he going to quiet his spirit upon his sons and daughter and they can't open their mouth? He said, they shall what? Keep quiet. He said, but quiet my spirit. The sons and daughters, they shall prophesy. They say they shut their mouth. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Read that verse 34, Sister B, and we'll quit. 30. 30. Now, that's talking about the disciples there, I believe. And they come unto him. Now, when things go just right for the Lord, come and see a man. They come out of the city, not the disciples, they come out of the city because the woman went down there and told them all things that Christ had done. Said, is this not the Christ? Now, she went on down there and went to tell him just what the Lord had said, what he had done, and hadn't changed a thing. See, what makes it so hard these days, you've got people out there, that's not what it means. That's not what it says. Yeah. You got a lot of people that's misinterpreting the Bible. It don't say to keep the commandments of God. I think it's about 30 some versions, English versions of the Bible. And that's just that you can get this country. I don't know about the other countries, 30 some in this country, I believe.
Some of them don't even have all the books in them. Mm-hmm. Take some of the books out.
Mm-hmm. But if you look back in 1st Matthew, he didn't get past the 5th or 6th chapter, there 5, 6, and 7.
Sermon on the Mount, he was talking about the commandments of God. Jesus was talking about the commandments of God. He tightened up a few things. He said, if you look on a woman in lust, you committed adultery already in your heart. That went beyond the physical and went right on to let you know the spiritual sins. You can commit spiritual sin easy as you can a physical sin. And they left out of the city. Boy, they was coming to see what that woman was talking about. She had been down there evangelizing, talking to them about the Lord, how he had done and told me all things. He hadn't left out nothing. They probably didn't even record all of it in the Bible. But she went down there and put the message on. And they had to come out and see for themselves. I tell you, you had to come and get it for yourself. Praise the Lord. You had to get it for yourself. Can't nobody take it, pour it on your head. If I could, I'd soak a bunch of them this morning. I'd pour it all over. That living water, that's a spiritual living water. If I could get that living water in a bottle, I got a bunch of them I've done and then poured a bucket full of it on their head. Praise the Lord. But it don't work that way, folks. You have to come and see it. You have to come and get it for yourself. Praise the Lord. It's better that way anyway. Praise the Lord. It's better that way when you get it for yourself. You know you got it. Praise the Lord. Is there any questions or comments? Any statements? I appreciate y'all this morning when you add to the Sunday school lesson. It helps me. It don't hurt me at all. It don't mean anything at all. It helps me when y'all got questions and comments. It don't bother me none. It's a blessing to hear your questions and to hear your comments. I know sometimes y'all want to try to depend. I didn't mean to take it in time. I didn't mean to do this. That didn't bother me. Obey the Lord. I tell y'all, a long time ago, this is your service like it is mine. Praise the Lord. You might have a different job from mine. I might have a different job from yours. But it's still your service too. Amen. We need to keep the truth out in front of us, whatever the situation. Amen. Follow the Spirit. Follow the words. Follow the Lord. And it'll be done right.
Jesus went out of his way.
Sure did. He sure did. He'll
lead the 99.
That's right.
He'll find that one lost sheep.
That's right.
And bring them into the fold.
That's exactly right.
That's just how merciful Jesus is. So he came to seek that which was lost.
That's right. Yes. That's right. I tell you, I don't want to try to make it sound like nobody's being pushed out. And then a lot of times, people gets it in their head, oh, it's too tough. Well, it's too hard. Mm-hmm. Well, that way is, their way is too rough, too strict. I can't live like that. I just need to get it right with God.
That's right. That's
Once
right.
they get it right with God and quit falling after people,
That's
quit
right.
listening to man,
yes.
you don't have to give account to the preacher. You don't have to give account to the teacher.
Amen.
You got to give account to God. Just like the preacher. The son's a good teacher. And the deacon. Praise the Lord.
You listen to people, they'll get you in the
right.
You'll be in a fix that you may hardly have.
Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. You follow the preacher as he follow Christ.
Right.
Teacher, Sunday school, church. Follow the whole church. Long as they're following Christ. When they get out the right way, then you got to go another way. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm doing here this morning. I'm trying to go the right way. Hold on to the right way. God's fixed. Amen. He blessed the little church to keep going. And nothing happened September the 20th, 2020. We're going to have a 50-year anniversary. I want y'all to come September 20th, 2020.
That's this year. 50-year anniversary, and the good Lord still got us going. I know I ain't been here the whole 50 years, but the good Lord has. Amen. God can keep it going. 5,000 years if he tarries that long. You don't have to succumb to the devil. Amen, Lord. God can keep it going. If we have to raise them up from little babies. Amen. If we have to take them to the preacher and let the preacher pray for them, Lord bless the little baby. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I ain't got no better sense but to yield to God. I ain't got no other way to go. I ain't got no other way I want to go. Praise the Lord. I don't know how to go no other way. Praise the Lord. If anybody go another way, he'll be treated the same as a thief and a robber. I was all that before I got saved. I don't need the Lord to help me with that. I need him to help me stay out of that. Praise the Lord. I was robbing myself of a relationship with God. That's what a sinner's doing. That's what a hypocrite's doing. Robbing their soul out of a relationship with the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, we appreciate y'all.
Praise the Lord.
Sing my Sunday school and preaching the Word of God. Just a blessing. Let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody? Any birthdays? Anniversaries? Y'all got a birthday there?
No, man. This is next month. I'm not supposed to be here.
Okay. What about anniversaries? Any anniversaries this month?
No, I have to wait till May for that.
All right. Well, let's sing our dropping pennies. We can still put our penny march money in there. Good to have little Logan Jr. Mitt Jr. with. got some in the penny marshal. He cut loose and come on up here with them last ones.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for love. Love it.
I tell you, children, that's the future of the church. Amen.
I say to God, Lord.
Yeah. I tell you, that's God's little blessings to you, the children. Amen. God knows from the time of conception when that child will be born. Amen. They want to talk about a fetus and a baby and all that stuff. But they can call it whatever they want to. It's a murder. It's a murder every time they abort one of them children. Y'all want to sing this one? Please, just at least is trying to find one. Y'all, sing us a pretty song. We'll cut Sis Damien loose after the song. I know she's got a message for us. Pick up a few more. I sure did one called Beverly, no visitor this morning. She feels like one of the lost ones that's supposed to be here. That lost sheep. Feel free to come every Sunday. I want to say that out where everybody knows just how I feel. Right? We don't want to worry about that. We sure want you to come. Y'all go ahead.
It's a morning hard to find.
all right.
He's all right. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. He's all right.
Yeah.
He saved my soul.
Put my name
on it. He's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sanctified me.
Yeah.
Set me apart.
Yeah.
From this world.
Yeah. That's right.
faith don't build.
Come on now,
Sister Pam. We're living by faith.
We're living by faith.
I remember what she said a while back.
She said, I'm living by faith.
Living by faith.
She said, I'm living by faith. I don't know where the next one is going to go.
That's right. Bless her, Lord. Come on now.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Will he not come through?
Yes, he
will. Every time. What is it look about Jesus?
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yes, he's all right.
I'm telling you, I was singing that song, and it seemed like I could see Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo! Right. Yeah. His arms open. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's all right.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't be caught in this world without Jesus.
No.
Oh, without His love, without His protection.
No.
In this world today, we're living in a wicked world.
A wicked world.
We're living
That's right.
in a perilous time,
yes,
a dangerous
God.
Time. We don't ever know when someone's going to come through that door.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
our only protection is in God.
That's right.
And that God keeps us. You've been praying that, haven't you?
Yeah.
That God keeps us. God's been dealing with me about that, Sister Pam, and I've been praying, God, protect this church.
Protect
and keep us.
Prosper. That's right. That's right.
God will come around at that time.
Yes, He can. That's right. That's exactly right.
But when God lays it on your heart to
pray
for something,
you pray.
That's the time to pray.
That's right.
Because you don't know what's ahead.
Brother. That's right.
You don't
That's
know
right.
what the enemy is plotting out there.
That's right.
Even against your own soul.
That's right. Lord, help us, Jesus.
God is in control.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
I think a lot about Jesus.
Yes,
I am.
Yeah.
I'm just happy in the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Lord. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
It's in here.
Okay.
It's just got to come out.
Yeah.
It's just got to come out.
Yeah.
God is God.
Yes, He is.
And He won't
change.
Never
change.
Never
change.
Always will change for me, for you.
That's right.
Well, I feel good in the Lord, Sister Peggy. I'm telling you, I feel good in God.
Praise the Lord.
When I look back at what God has brought me from and how God has kept my family and how God has moved upon them, you know, I just got to praise Him. I just got to thank Him.
Praise
you don't never know.
You don't never know.
God was
That's right.
pushed all of
that. That's right.
She said, Mama, He would have T-boned me right on my side. She said, I barely missed Him. She said she had to pull off side of the road and just sit like that.
Praise
my
God.
My daughter could be gone. My daughter could be gone. There has been times God has took whole families.
That's right.
But that shows you the mercy of God.
Yes,
and I thought,
yes,
I know.
Right.
I said, that was God.
That's
that was His mercy.
That's right.
His great almighty hand.
Almighty.
That stopped that.
That's right.
She said, Mama, I've never come that close to being
Yeah.
But the Lord said, let them talk.
Amen. Yeah.
Their mouths will be stopped.
Yeah. That's right.
And God said it's His word.
Yeah.
The mouths will be stopped.
That's right. Come on.
Praise God. They can talk. They can ridicule.
Yes, they can.
They can scandalize us. They can tell all kinds of stuff. Okay. But as long as we got King Jesus,
that's all we need. That's right.
Praise God. And I believe Him today.
Yeah.
Praise God. I love Him. Pray for me that I'll ever be what God had me to be. Most of all, I love Him.
That's right. Me too.
Now, I tell you, I pray for each and every one of y'all.
Appreciate the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
So much. I tell you what, you saved my soul, Sister Lisa. I'm so glad He don't do nothing halfway.
Right.
If He did stuff halfway, Mama, we would be in a mess.
Yeah, we
parted away. 99% we can't go on. 99% we have to have it all the way.
All the way.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, I preached these scriptures and stuff, I don't know when it was. Maybe it was probably last Sunday morning, must have been. But the Lord led me right back here to those scriptures again. So if you have your Bibles, Proverbs chapter 2, and start with verse 1, and I want y'all to help me out this morning. If you found it, you can, you're able to stand and say amen. I always like to stand for God's word. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. He goes on in chapter 3. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. In chapter 4, he said, hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Chapter 5, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to understanding. Chapter 7, my son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Now, if you will, turn to Revelations chapter 21. I'm moving kind of quick. Revelations chapter 21 and verse 4. Revelations chapter 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Sister Lisa, true and faithful. You may be seated. That little statement right there sums up all that God is. It said true and faithful. It said what He says is true, and He's faithful to keep His word. Sister Dana, I tell you what, there's something about God. He's all right. And He said He sanctified me. I was saying whole, and everybody was saying holy, but that's about the same thing, Brother Donald. Whole and holy. If you're going to be sanctified, you got to be sanctified all over. And that's going to make you holy. So it's whole sanctification and it's holy sanctification.
Come on. Come on now. Help me out.
stand here before you and I'm a promise to say, I take you all the way. I never leave you. I never forsake you. I'm going to be with you all the way to the end. And we're going to walk from here to that door, but I want you to keep your eyes closed. Now, I'm going to put you through some tests, and I'm going to put you through some trials, and I'm going to spin you around a little bit, and I'm going to take you up a mountaintop, and I'm going to let you swirl and swirl and swirl. And all of a sudden, I'm just going to let go of your hand. That don't sound like Jesus. He don't almost take you somewhere and then leave you in the middle of it. He don't take you halfway up a mountain and leave you halfway up a mountain. He don't take you halfway up a mountain.
Without the faith is also dead.
never. Almost. Sister Abby is never. It's never enough. It's almost enough. It's just a little bit short of enough. Sister Dina, if he goes down the checklist, he says, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. And it's all but one thing. Because he's the ultimate judge.
That's right.
He can make the decisions of the judges on this earth to pass away.
Yeah, right.
Make them to none effect. Because he's the ultimate judge. That's an all-time judge.
Right.
When he goes down that list of charges, and he says, mercy forgiven.
The long time
of grace for God.
Yeah.
Mercy forgiven. Grace for God. All but one. It can't be not even one thing. Need to do inventory.
Yeah.
Check your heart. You can't just do good works just to be doing them. You have to do them for the Spirit. You might not always feel the Spirit when you're doing good works, but you got to do it in the Spirit. He said God is a Spirit, and His Spirit and His truth.
Yes.
Truth in the book. But anybody can follow the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. That rich man said, I have followed them since I was a child. Yes. But the blood is not applied. But there is one more thing you lack. Yes. Sister Dean, you don't just do it to be doing it. You do it for a reason.
Yes.
He said, having done all to stand, stand still. Having done all you can to stand. That means tired, Sister Dina. That means in the heat of the battle, worn and weary. Having done all you can to stand. Having exhausted all of your energy and all of your strength and all of the power and all of the might you have. Having exerted everything to stand, he said, remain standing. Still, you don't give up. Help is on the way. You don't give up before it gets there. It's not good enough to have almost succeeded. To have succeeded 99% and then have failed 1%. That's not good enough. This is not a 70 and above you pass. This is not a 70 and above.
Right.
You don't get in. This ain't high school.
Yeah.
This ain't college. This ain't grade school. This ain't a job. This ain't a cleanliness check sheet at a restaurant. This ain't 70 and above is pretty good. This ain't that. You are fighting for your life. Sister Abby, when you choose the devil over the Lord, you have chose the sin over your life.
That's right. Amen.
Sister Dina, when you choose to give in and let the devil win the battle and get you down and out, you have chose doubt over your life. When we don't trust God and believe for God to tell us to do what He's going to do, then we choose doubting and disbelieving God over our life.
Right.
Over your life.
You don't choose sin and doubt and disbelief and unbelief and things of the world and things you know not to. You don't choose those over God. And it don't have to be nothing big.
Right.
It don't have to be said the little foxes spoil the vine. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Yeah.
It don't take much.
Uh-huh.
It's like a deadly disease. You know, sometimes you won't even know it's there.
Uh-huh.
That's how cancer starts out.
Uh-huh.
It's a mutated cell.
Yeah.
You can't see not one single cell in your body. There are so many. It just takes for one of them to get messed up. And then multiply. And multiply. And multiply. Your faith used to be this big.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's this big. And the mustard seed ain't even working.
Right.
He said, Lord, I believe. But help thou my unbelief. Lord, I 90% believe. But help what heart don't believe you.
All he's got to do is pray.
All it takes is a little prayer. You'd be surprised what prayer would fix.
That's true.
Be surprised. All he's got to say is, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Lord, I've got rid of all these other things. I have but one left. I'm 99% clear. Get me 100% clear. All it takes just adding a little bit of prayer. He said, as Isaiah said, what, 66 words? He didn't spend all day on the ground praying. He didn't put his face to the earth. He stood up and he said, Lord, now that I know what's going wrong, help me to fix it. If there's something wrong, say, Lord, I know there's something wrong. Help me to fix it.
Help us fix it.
Dog, if there's something wrong, say, Lord, I know there's something wrong. Help me fix it. Mom,
fix it,
if there's something wrong, say, Lord, help me fix it. And I keep doing this move because that means push your hands off of it.
Yes. Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Sister Lisa, you take your hands off of it. If you get your hands out of the pot, out of hands is the devil workshop. If your hands is in something that's supposed to be, take your hands off of it. And that don't mean sin. That means if you dabble in something God told you to leave alone that he was going to fix, get your hands out of it. Grandma Peggy used to tell us, don't put your hands in that dough bowl. Me and Carrie loved to eat the biscuit dough. We were just hoping that a piece of biscuit dough would roll away from the batter and we would get the biscuit dough. And when Grandma Peggy wasn't looking, we would take clumps and pat it back real quick. One of us would take clumps and the other would pat it back real quick. This is the first time she's finding out about it. And she would always turn around and see us almost finished. And she would say, get your hands out of that biscuit dough. She thought that we were just fixing to go in, but we had done the in and got some out, and we were covering our tracks. We washed our hands. She made us wash our hands before we couldn't even watch her cook unless our hands were washed. So our hands were clean, and we dip it in there, just get a little bit out. Because it looks good. It tasted good. And once you have a little bit of it, it's hard to let it go. But I tell you what about the devil. You can't fix it. You don't know how to make biscuits. That's just like when I took Sister Abby up here. We are dumb compared to God.
Yes.
Come on.
That's
in.
Right.
I'm telling you, praise me.
Yeah.
You can't see. You can't hear. You have no idea what's going on unless God shows you.
That's right.
We're just little creatures. He said, our life is like a vapor. It's here one day and gone next. What is that compared to God who has no beginning and no end?
Right.
And we just a little puff of air. Sister Abby. So what makes you think you can fix it? You don't give up before help gets to you.
Right.
You let go and you let God.
Amen.
Almost.
Amen.
Ain't good enough.
Good.
And we have come out of a church rich
with heritage.
Yes.
Absolutely rich with heritage. I thank the Lord a lot for Sister Fanny praying for me.
Yes.
I don't know what she said. I don't know what was done. But I feel like she did pray a blessing. And I feel like that blessing is what's helped keep me this far.
Yes.
And I feel like that blessing is going to continue keeping me. But I tell you this, we've come from too rich of a heritage. I was telling Mama, I said, the people are dying right out of the Holiness Church.
Right.
That cousin of mine that died used to be saved, didn't she? Used to live good, come to the old church, and dying right out of the Holiness Church. Don't know if she had time or thought to pray. We know too much. We've seen too much. We've been around too much. For us not to go all the way.
That's right.
It's not good enough to make it almost.
No.
We got to go all the way. 110% every day, all day. It ain't a, like Beverly said, it ain't a, I'm saved on Sunday, not saved on Monday.
Right.
It's every
day.
It's when it's tough,
right,
and it's when it's easy.
That's right.
It's on the mountaintop. And it might be struggling for 10 years to come up the rough side.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's trials last a couple days and go away. Some people's last years.
Yeah.
But he's got enough to sustain you,
yes,
for years. He said, my grace is sufficient,
yes,
for years. He told Paul, he said, I'm not removing the thorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking it away.
Right.
He said, but for the rest of your life, you'll be sustained. Be sufficient. I appreciate the Lord this morning.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for the Lord. I don't know what to do. I tell you what, I don't know what I'd do without Him. And I can't raise my arms because I'm tired. I am tired. But I appreciate the Lord. I tell you what, when I pray for these messages, I mean for y'all to accept them. I mean for Him to give them to me. I mean for it all to work out, Sister Lisa. Like I said, I pray for, like you said, I pray for y'all. I pray for me. I pray for the neighbors, if we get loud enough for them to hear us.
Yeah.
I pray all the way around.
Because
we need it.
Yes.
And I hope that's helped you. And I appreciate the Lord so much. And I appreciate y'all.
Praise the Lord.
I certainly appreciate the Lord this morning. This afternoon. Praise the Lord. This is the first service in 2020.
Praise God.
Yes.
Going good.
Yes.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
I tell you, I'm sure glad to be here this morning. Today, this afternoon, I'm sure glad I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in my spot this morning.
Sin has gotten them bound. And not only them, there's others. But sin has really bound them down. And I'd like to see God, you know, take that away and put conviction, this old-time conviction upon their hearts. Now, I'd like to see the Lord do that. When people come in and leave out and haven't shed a tear, their heart is hard. But God is able to tenderize that heart and to bring them out. God is able to do that. And I'd like to see the Lord, Brother Darrell, save them. Bev's been talking about the Lord. There's a thing you talk about it, but you've got to make a move.
Yeah, that's right.
And God is able to draw them.
That's right.
God's able to draw them in and set them free. I'd like to see them set free. I have other family members, Sister Pam, that are bound by sin, bound by drugs, bound by alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see God deliver them.
That's right.
That's what I'm praying. If we don't pray for our families, they're going to be lost.
Right.
That's right.
And I don't want to see my family lost.
Right.
Nobody's family.
No.
I want to see God save them.
Yes.
and set them free. Grace is holy name. Yes.
God, we know that it's way and that you can work this morning. God, we know there's things that only you can see, that only you can know. And God, we pray, Lord, that you'll bless them and help them to see and help them to know. Help them to understand, God, that you go skies high. That church is praying for them. That temple is lying at the door. That right way is lying right at the door, God. Help them, Lord, to see. Help them to turn, Lord, and come unto the Lord. And bless you. Same without you. Appreciate y'all. We love you. Appreciate everybody obeying the Lord. Whatever testimony or whatever scripture or whatever verse or whatever might have been said or done made a difference. Let's continue to pray for Beverly. I know we're going to send a prayer closet, but let's don't forget her. She's having health issues and that type of thing. Amen. Let's keep calling on the Lord for it. We give it in prayer closet.